So we're holding here in what he calls Akdama, awful lot of Akdamas. It's interesting because of all his forum, this has the most Akdamas. And I think the obvious reason is because it's the most suspect to having problems. His safe is not organized. There are things he's afraid people won't understand. It's sort of on and on. This is his last Hakdama. Sibas hastira hefech. Hanimtza b'seifun hasfarim or b'chirin chiburim arsin sheva sibas. So the Rambam says there are seven reasons why you will find internal contradictions in a seifa. Hasibar shaynehi shehiya mechaba b'misha kibitz divrei anashim. A person's sefer is be'etzem a compendium, and the people that its shittas come from have different shittas. The Bailam did not say this is Reuven's maimer, Shimon's maimer. V'yimotze b'chiba hu stira oy hefech. Lius achas mishteh gzeres dash ishechod, azeres dash ishecha. So really there's no contradiction because it's coming from two separate sources and so on. Now, I want to make a side horror, just kind of not what he's talking about so much, but one of the reasons why in the yeshiva world they focus on the Rambam so much and not on the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch is not a sefer that's easy. You can't ask real stiros of Shulchan Aruch. You can ask, but the Shulchan Aruch at the end of the day is a compendium of different shittas. So we assume that in a big picture, the shittas will be aligned, but that there'll be nuances of differences and mashmos. To say that the lumdus is the same in all cases is lav dafka. There were many, many shittas of machmir here. The shittas here seem to be this way. It's the Rambam is one person learning kol ha'Torah kula with one shita. The Rambam Shita is supposed to be a Dova Mutzak. And that's why you can't do the type of Kasha and Teretz. In a Shulchan Aruch, your go-to Teretz is, he probably was more Machm in this case because there are other Shitas that he has a Mefurish, it should be Machmer. So it was noted to that, despite the fact that in a similar case, it was Mekel. So just the Maima Muzga. Two, v'asiba sheni says v'al seifu das v'chak hashav imenu v'nichma v'arav v'ishav sheni. A person has charata, so a person is written a big sefer. The sefer is we divide up chronologically and say these in yonim he passed like that, and then later on he passed differently. Three, hasiba shlishi seyesam amorim heim enam kulon kifipshutam aviuk tzasen kifshutam tzasen mashal. If he doesn't mean all of it to be literal, so either is some of them are metaphors where the real thing that he wants to point out is the content, or you or both of them are mishalim. Now, this doesn't mean only a mashal; it also means hyperbole. So, for instance, somebody's going to come along and ask Akasha, the Mashkiach said this shmooze that the worst aver possible is X, Y, or Z. And another shmooze, he said, the worst aver possible is A, B, or C. Hayitochen, Stira. The answer is, he in shmooze A, he felt, in shmooze number one, he felt this is the worst thing that's happening in Yeshiva. So that's what he said here. And over there. The belt says, I once said, the what are the three most kuladik affairs? We know what the gimel chamuras are. What are the three kulais? And the answer is avrazar gilarais shvichas damim. Because if you listen to enough shmuzen, they say this is much worse than the gimel chamuras. This is much worse than the gimel chamuras. So if you hear enough shmuzen, the gimel chamuras will usually float to the top because everything is much more chamar. So I'll go upon him. So Mishalom doesn't have to be a mashal. It's a certain hyperbole, and I want to explain a nekuda. When it says the mashal Chazal spoke derech Guzma is not wrong or bad. When a kid comes in and he tells you he saw this dog that was twice as big as a horse, That guzm is a childish thing. But when I'm trying to impress a chumrah of something to somebody who is kal and doesn't take things easy, you know, doesn't, and I push hard and I explain why it's so bad, it's not, you know, it's an appropriate way of presentation. And that's why if it's indication I should not take a kipshuta, that's fine. Asibir avias sheyesham beinyan tnai shall porsh mekom lechreachma. There is some sort of qualifier. This is true in cases like A, B, or C. Oy yushna noisim ischalfum loispo echnim koimoi v'sira stira bedava v'sham stira. Or if it has different places where you did explain those qualifiers, but they're just not there at the time. The fifth one is a pedagogical need as follows. V'hu she inyan sasim kosher letzairo yitzterich lezachor lelokha akdoma v'veya inyan kalatzior. So she yukdam balimut ferishnu lias aschol oilam bekal. V'yitzterich hamalamed she yokel b'avonis in yahu arishin alei zeder she izdame b'yan gas. So this is an appropriate way to teach is not to start with all of the complexity of the way the thing really is. So Lamashal, when you're learning a sugya, it is a very wrong when you start being medayik every word as soon as you learn it, and with the iyun and with this pshat, that pshat. You need a working pshat for the sugya. So you learn the sugya and you get an overview of the sugya. In other words, this is, take it from me, this is the sugya. And a person starts with that. Then once people have that down, I say, okay, now let's start being a little more nuanced. It's not as simple as I made it to be. It's just like you always wonder, when people learn, let's say, science in high school or lower school, so everything is known and everything is pashut and everything is clear and so on and so forth. When you start moving up, and especially do graduate work, you realize that a lot of the things were not exactly 100% clear, 100% sure, it wasn't quite right. So was it an avla that it was taught that way? No. If you would start with the hemming and hawing, you'd never get any place. You can't teach that way. It's important a person gets a simplified overview, and it should be uncomplicated and clear and so on. Once a person has that big picture and work picture, now I go over and we'll start speaking with each place exactly the nuances, where it's not exactly where I said it, where it's different, and so on and so forth. So a machaber is appropriate when he oversimplifies, thereby causing a stira between the fully spelled out information to whatever the oversimplification was. Vasiba shishis, the sixth reason why there would be contradictions, his almus has stira, v'yoisa bilti misperes alachak damas rabbis. Sometimes contradiction is not it's not overt. It's only that if A is true, then B must follow. C is a natural outgrowth of it, and this leads to D, and yet someplace else we have it leading to something else. The more steps you need to process that hidden piece means it's more hidden. And it's very likely that the author didn't realize it. He looks at the two facts, doesn't see a contradiction. And when you take each piece of the equation and you add to it another piece, and that leads to a third piece, and go piece by piece. So if you keep doing this, at times you will get to a very, very strong kasha or whatever. And this, by the way, was what was called the classic pilpul, that has been maligned and so on. Basically, what it meant was, you said, if A, then B, if B, then C, if C, then D, and so on and so forth, and you would end up with either Teretz or Kasha. The reason why it's so badly maligned, why people are so against it, and rightfully so, was it very rarely was very solid. It required a lot of leaps of imagination. It's not that muchach that if A, then B, and if it's B, it doesn't have to be C. And it's more because you were interested in building this huge building with 25 steps that you did it. But it was not at all, you know, the connection between A and B is very vague. The connection between B and C is debatable and so on. So that's why it was maligned. But the Etzem, so if you look at a Maharacha Rekiveiga, he also, in his big Maharachas, he builds it that way. But his building is impossible to move. That's why he's a Kivega. But that's why there are not many people of his. But Lemaisa, the this is another type of kasha that a mechaba messed up. And he says ukemoizehu sheyolei min hachama mechabrim akesheyush. So he says like this. So this, even a wise person could possibly make that mistake. It's not a kash on a person. It's not a pirch on pirch chacham. It takes a lot of steps to get from A to Z, and b'meila, it's not a fool. Achish yushte agzeris or shenis niras astira. If it's a stira from one to the other, period, it doesn't require any steps. Ela sheshocha harishena shekosav acheres b'makom achman chibur. He just forgot one piece after he wrote another piece. That's a real problem. If a person can't keep track on a simple level from the beginning of a book to the end of the book, he's got a problem. And a person who, if that's his issue, one ought not to spend time on what he writes. And finally, Asiba Shvius. He says, because you're trying to hide something, you don't fully develop the statement. Sometimes you need to explain it using one device, sometimes another device, which at first glance might look like it's so to each other. V'tzorich shelo yagishu ha'homoin b'shum ponim m'koy mastir b'neim v'sheyasa mechaba tachbu l'amis rotzad. The mechaba has to hide that, and it's sort of a device where he's helping you realize that b'chlal it's something else. Those are what the Rambam lists as all the reasons why there would be a stiris in what's written. He's writing it because, we'll see soon, to explain that you might find, you may find stiris in what he wrote here, and let me explain to you why. Omnam, hastira nimtzes b'mishnah b'raisis, b'kifi asir b'rishayna. The main reason that there's stiris in mishnah b'raisis is because it's a compendium. A Mishnah Braisa is not one work written, period. It's many, many Mishnayos that are many memris and shitas and deis that were edited by Rabbeinu HaKadosh Rav Ashi. So they worked by taking together different shitas, and it was a cut and paste job. Now, I want to explain the reason for it, and I want to explain a little bit about that. It's the Rambam did not do it that way. Most of the Rishonim felt it was wrong because nobody is big enough to write his version of Torah, and that's it. So the Torah writes Mefurish. The Torah brings the Shittas and the Beis Yosef on the Torah. The Shulchan Aruch also is doing that. The Shulchan Aruch is copying the Shita that he holds to be right and giving it to you. But you understand that you're learning somebody's Shita, and you can think into it, you can look into it. It allows you to sort of follow up on it, because that's Darkei Shel Torah. The same thing with Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and so on. All Psakim of Bez Nagadol, before the Bezna was Nechrav, we don't have any memories. We don't have any memories. Boaz said this, and then different Shevet said this, and it took a vote, and it was 35-30 to whatever, and that carried the day. Once a Bez Nagadol paskins, it's a stam halacha. It's wrong to quote it in the name of a particular dayan because it lost that status. It is now halacha psuka, and when the Gemara says gemiralan, that's what it means. We have it as halacha psuka. But from the point of the zugis onwards, we don't have that psak, and b'meila, the only right way to learn Torah is by saying over different shitas. I can say the shitas, I can present it to you, I can present to you what halach is like. And the Mishnah just says, why did Rabbi Nakadosh write the Das of Yachid? Why did he write this? Why did that? And it all centers around the ability for individual best nor posek to be able to use it in a different way. To machriya this way, that way, the other way. K'moisha tunso imu kasha reisha seifa, v'atshuva is reisha reploini seifa reploini. So Mishnayos and Braises, since they are be'etzem compilations, any steer is answered by who is going by what, and so on and so forth. So this is all the same thing of having different shitas. The Gemara also has Mishra Shani Mishachroina and the Hodabi Ravami and so on. V'chein Omra Madur Kamre Basham Lekach Vekach Madur Basham Lekach Vekach. So the in the Gemara itself, you do have Chazaris and so on. It's interesting because the Mishra, you have it also, Mishra Shani Mishachroina, but it's different because the Mishra is just a flat listing of the sheet. It's not the Masa Matan, whatever. But omnam has stira efachanir trutcha in biktasik on sifri nevua. In sifri nevua, when you have kosev echare makach, kosev makach, there you can't answer its different shitas al chazara. Kulam hu kefi asiva shlish revias. That's all shy because of sivish revias. Veze inyan huva akdoma zeis kula. Okwa yedata roiv omram zal. Kosev echare makach, because echare makach. Umivarim he ros astira. The Gemara will explain that you're missing, it's talking about in such and such a case. So the Chazal, when they talk about the steers in the Psukim, they're referring to what ought to be right. Is a Kelev Achai better than a Melech Meis or not? That's the type of inyanim most of the Chazal that point out steers. Aval vanachnu I'm talking about what is it seem to be psukim that are so in ikre muna. I will explain some of those psukim in more nevuchim because that's what I came out for. Are there any places where there's deliberately hiding something so that it appears in one way, this or one other way? I don't know, he says. I have a shayla. You can't just say it outright. You can't just say how it is. I don't know, he says. It's possible. Omnam, he says, achiluf hanimtza b'sifra philosophim amitim. The type of steers you find in the works of great philosophers, bukefia siba hachamishis. It is for the fifth reason, which is that's the way in which you teach. You teach by oversimplifying, and then coming back around and being more specific. So those are great works of philosophy where it's the person understood the theorist. There's no inherent theorist. But his presentation is such that first you get the overview, and then at different points he comes back and is mazbin nekudas. V'omnam, he says, hastira shtematzi berosif hachamah farshim bilti mazachanu. Most of the other works, most of the other works of mechabrim, he lefias siba shishis. It's a siba shishis that there are a lot of hakdomas to get from A to B to C to D, and therefore it's not so simple. Now the Rambam says something which is really, really astounding. When you find stiras in Medrashim and Haggadata, this is the reason. In other words, that it's a long, complex process from A to Z, and therefore, okay, v'leze amru ein makshim b'hagada, and that's why it says ein makshim b'hagada, v'nimtzu b'mgankin stira l'fei asiba shviyas. And also sometimes it's because they wanted to hide things. It's a pretty astounding statement of the Rambam. In other words, basically he's saying is, a very, very, very strong kashya nagadata can work. It's you know, it is a chazal of ein makshin b'agada. There's the shayness ein soimcha al agada. So let's just remark two things. First of all, there is a machlokes rishayim of as to whether or not the drushes of the agadata will give me Sinai. Many Rishonim say not. Many Goinim, many Rishonim say not. They say that the following is, they say, Yesoidus Hadas were given me Sinai. That's obvious because if they should give me Likrim, they have to come from someplace. That's one thing that was given me Sinai. There were some say that the midas that it's nitreshes by, that's given me Sinai. So any drush that Chazal darshan al pi those midos has a standing of like in halacha. Those midos, it's keilu. Chal says Hakadosh Baruch Hu wanted that all these things should be in these psukim, and therefore he gave us this tool to find everything in psukim. And there are shitas that say everything is misinai. Then there's a lot of places where it's very difficult to figure out exactly what it means. It's hard. These are, you know, when they talk about these things, very hard. But the Rambam is clear that these drushes and agadas cannot have the standing of Mi Sinai? What's also interesting is, so okay, they don't have that standing, but you're talking about Chachamim, you're talking about Chazal. But the Rambam seems to hold that if it's not the Chelek of Agada, then Chazal have the standing of Big Chachamim. It's not that you cannot argue on them, it's that a person is a Mechutzer if he argues on them. But it's not impossible to argue on them. In Halacha, if you argue on the Mishnah, on the Gemara, you're more or less a Zaken Mamre of sorts. Not, you know, you're not a Zaken, but Al Kapanim, that's the Rosh HaBaal Peh. These areas don't have that halacha. And b'meila harishus nesuna to say that I want to dashen differently. You find sometimes the Shainis and Rishainim, like Radak and others, where they say, this Chazal here is a big stretch and it can't be. They don't seem to mean that it's not pshat. They actually seem to be arguing almost. It's an unclear area, but looking at the Rambam here, it would seem that there were shitas, many Rishainim, that felt that you're allowed to argue on it. There is no iser, and b'meila, if he felt that it wasn't right, it wasn't right. But it is something that's highly, highly unusual. I mean, our chinuch is for good reasons, so they're not like that. But the Rambam, the Marshal, on a handful of places where there's a chazal that says something to mua, the Rambam will say, it's a das echidah, we don't hold like that, we don't believe like that. And when you're being mevatel a das of chazal, so basically you're saying he was wrong. In halacha, it's not there. In halacha, you're weighing shitas. It's very different. But Akopanim, I'm just pointing it out. I don't... V'omnam, ashe matze b'mayim azem en achiluf, if you find anything in this sefer, it's either because I'm trying to teach you something, so I will oversimplify and then explain it in detail, or I'm deliberately trying to hide something from you. It's incredible. The Rambam doesn't think that the Siba Shishis might apply to him, that there might be a place where he hasn't figured it out all the way. I don't know. I just don't know. It's kind of incredible statements over here. But Akapanim, he says, you should know, better said, the Rambam is saying, I have done this, and therefore you will find things that simply say to each other. I have oversimplified as my initial presentation and then found ways to go, or I've deliberately given over things in a way that might make a wrong impression, because I want to be malamit. So the Rambam is saying that these are things that he's done, and therefore these exist in the sefer. And then he says, "Ve'achrei elu." He says, "Ve'havin amitasei v'zachrei moichet so tisare b'ktsas proka." There are places where you might get confused. Bear in mind the two things I told you. Now I'm going to go through, he says, all of the names, the terms, actually is the right way of saying it, that are confusing because they seem to indicate a physical presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in some way. And I will explain each one how to resolve it. And it will be a key to open up all these places. So you'll be able to have a key and go into it. So it's very, very interesting. So the Rambam spends tons of prokim on this. So, I mean, we're going to skim through. It's a mixed bag. There are some prokim that are just literally dictionary-like, not much chiddush, and some prokim he goes off and there's some really deep in yanim and tangential in yanim and so on. hard to get a feel, like there must be easily here. And let me take a look how many prokim deal. 45 prokim that deal with different of these words in the Torah that he's explaining. Like I said, those that are just dictionary explanations are very, very short. The other ones is more myrich. It's interesting that he said that he is going to, whatever he wrote, he found in other Sfarim, so on and so forth. Rabbeinu Sadia Goyen spends not many, many pages, but many paragraphs going through the same list of all these terms in Tanakh that you know, what they mean when we're referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. He, quite similar, obviously, doesn't. It's also strange. I mean, if the person who's learning this is a chacham, give him five examples. It's not so hard to intuit the rest of it. It's not earth shaking giluyim. Each one is something that's taken to the, some are a little more of a chiddush, some less. I don't know. Akapanim, but that's what I was going to do. It's also very interesting that it seemed to be a big issue in those days. Rav Sadia Goyen also spends a lot of intense wording on this topic. So was Hakshama a real issue? I don't know. It's hard to tell. I'm sure the Hamoinam possibly, but Al Kapanim, be it as it may, this is it. Okay, so we'll hold it here. Next week, besides the important Yom Tov Thanksgivings, I also have a Hasana. So probably for the latter reason, more than the first, we can't have a share. But Be'ez Hashem in 2 weeks. Any questions, any points, anything somebody wants to raise? Okay. If I can ask you just, Nachi, can you introduce yourself? I don't think I need you. What's your name?
Can't see on his face.
Unmute yourself. Oh, yeah.
Nachi Rudbal, Siggy's brother.
Ah, okay. Now I see the resemblance. Okay. Good.
I think Alex wanted to ask a question, Abba.
Yes, Alex.
You're muted.
No. Okay. Now I also had it low. Yeah, what?
It seems like, according to the Siva Shishis, that you could argue with, if you can argue with Midrashim, then you could say your own drashos in the Torah, like people like, Begova Einayim, saying things about the Avos. You could say that I don't agree with the Midrash. Can't you go on and say whatever you want?
So the Rambam will put you down as a fool, an idiot, a mechutzif, not as an apikoros. In other words, the there is no halachic problem. It's just like somebody once said, if you argue with a rishon, you're not an apikoros, but you're a fool. In other words, it's a chutzpah. I once told there was somebody who's... there was somebody here, he was a modern Orthodox teacher in a school next door, a long time ago, and there was some sort of yahrzeit of a kid had a yahrzeit for a father, and he was known, so he spoke about us in Yeshiva Shal Shudis, and the flavor of what he spoke wasn't particularly what I cared for. Along those terms, taking the terms that were applied to him and his household and applying it to Yaakov and his household. So after he left, I didn't say anything. It's just not my nature to be confrontational. But after he left, I told the Bachman, I just was oimid on a new pshat, imosa yegiu maisa maisa voisai. And normally you picture the maisa obvious is like a tree, a tall tree, and you never try to jump very, very, very high up to get to it. But a smarter way to do it is to take a branch, pull it down till it reaches the ground, and you have no problems. So we don't have to lift ourselves up. We can just pull down the branch and to us. So if the others are as good as us, I told someone once, there's a Rav here, the few Rabbanim here, of the more modern kind, who did this is their bread and butter drashas. I told one of them, let's not argue about Kfir Akivir. I said, when your congregants think of David HaMelech as, I don't want to say X, Y, and Z, you know what that does? It tells them it's not so bad. You know, nice people did, you know, what I did, and they made it up to the Mizrach. I'll also make it up to Mizrach. What do you want to bring out of your congregants? When you come along and say how terrible, terrible, terrible Yaakov was, Yosef was, David was, or whoever it was, do you think that they learned the lesson? You think they learned a lesson, I should be better? No. If somebody comes and tells me and that such and such a chashev rav did this, this, and this, you know what? So half of me is, oh, how terrible he is. The other half is, you know, maybe that's minig amakum. Maybe that's okay. I mean, isn't that, you know, you don't, so if we don't, I have told people also, you know, when you speak about David HaMelech Lichata, I tell them, so let's say that you're right. David HaMelech did all of these things. So I, Baruch Hashem, didn't do what you said HaMelech did. So why don't I get honorable mention in the Bible, at least once? I mean, Madoch, somebody who did this, this, and this, he's mentioned a few hundred times in the Navi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I love him, and he's my favorite, and everything else. What am I? Chopped liver? So why is he held up to such great esteem? You know, Lishitascha. I told him, Mele by a bus of a dumb, so I can chan for somebody because I think he's important for me. Even without that, I like him. He's got a lot of chen. So he's a terrible person. He's like a great sense of humor. He's got a charm to himself. Okay, that's a human weakness. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's weakness? If David did the things that you said he did, he stole somebody's wife, and this guy was out in war, and was defenseless, helpless. So why is he David, my beloved, and David Meshichi, and David this, David that? Why? You know, what's the catch here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly doesn't like it. He's made it chayv misa in the Torah. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying azimus. So what's the pshat? How do you understand it? You know, get back to your question. The Rambam will see it as being, the person will be wrong because he's wrong, but not because there's a halachic issue per se. I think that's the pshat. That's how he's going to see it.
When the Midrashim say, like, stories that happen, so like with Yaakov with the rocks this in this week's parsha,
right.
A lot of times, like a Navi, the Radak will say, you know, and Chazal say, I'll pee Medrash, that this is something that happened,
right?
That was Misinai, is that also that was Jerusha?
So it depends again, it depends who she did, but by and large, the consensus, and even the Rambam here, Chazal spoke with the loss of a metaphor. And the Mekubalim say that, and the Rambam says that from both ends. It's so much more powerful when you present something in a metaphor. If let's say the difference is saying, if I say, yeah, there was a midah of Chesed that Avram had, there was a midah of Gvur Yitzchak had, and Yaakov was mechaber the two midahs together. That's how it would sound. In Echvaiz Deitz Chaim. So, okay, that's great information. But when Chazal say it, there were two racks, and Yaakov said, if the two racks become one by me, I know that I'm the Av, then it's just so much more of a powerful statement. I mean, Yirach Gisa, you keep out the people that don't have the ability to look into that. So the Ramchal, I mean, most everybody understands that the vast majority of Chazal in Agarata spoke in metaphor. The question is the tochen, at what point, so to say something like the two midas of Avram and Yitzchak both merge, does that have to be Misinai? Which pieces are Misinai and which pieces are extrapolation? I don't know. That's an issue. That's something that is not clear, but that the Chazal spoke with metaphor. That's part. Everyone says that. You know, there is not a single the morale. The whole morale of Baragola is to tell me that Chazal spoke to the core of something, not to the chitzonis of something. That I mean, all of his firm explain all the Chazal, as dealing with the teichen and not with the chutz. The question is more, what is the teichen? So the Rambam's teichen is more philosophical. The teichen of Ramchal is Kabbalah. The teichen of the Maral is his kneich, and so on.
Well, okay. When the Rambam talks about the steers that you find in Medrash and Agada,
yeah,
and he says that the possibilities are the sixth and the seventh. What? Why didn't he say that it could be the first Siba, that it's a compendium of different shitas?
I also don't know. L'chura, almost every one of the ones before could be there. The different shitas. Chazal speak about different qualified. When you say that somebody is koyis like Rav Zora, that obviously has a lot of qualifiers to it. It can't, you know, I mean, he does not chayv misa, and it's, you know, it pikuch nefesh. You like get angry when it's pikuch nefesh. I mean, it's not, you know, I don't know why he did not say that, because l'chur, most of the other reasons could have applied. It almost seems also the seven reasons the Rambam gives, they're not a logical progression as much as it started the other way around. The Rambam said different types of works have different types of issues. That's how he identified. Chazal, Psukim, Sifrei Chachamim, and Divrei Agada, and his own Sefer. So I'm not sure, you know, it's not like a logical progression. It's a mapping out of how to understand the issues, how we understand them. Okay, good. Let's say this. So Be'ez Hashem, in 2 weeks from now.
That was...
Thank you.